Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. In the KSRO kitchen. Good morning, loyal listeners. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash.
Hello.
I didn't jump in.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll say something like, I love your outfit today or something, you know, but I didn't.
So how did your Kentucky Derby party go?
Oh, yes, thank you. It went really splendidly. The Benedictine was as good as it's ever been. The pimento cheese was outstanding. Someone brought biscuits. Another person brought cornbread. It was wonderful. And very modestly, I must say that my Derby pie was very well received after all. Now, you did get a...
I gave you a rash of
grief
about. So where's my slice of Derby pie? And I got it.
But I'll tell you what I did when we put out the desserts for the Derby pie. I went in and I cut a slab out before the crowd descended and spirited that away for you.
That's great.
And then and gifted you with it. Now, it was about a day and a half, 2 days old, but I have to tell you, I find that those type of pies do better the next day or the day after. They set up really well, unlike a fruit pie, which starts to deteriorate. What was your experience?
I had the same thing. Anything with chocolate in it is fantastic, and because that had that nice layer of chocolate on the bottom.
Yes, yummy. Yes, it did.
Yeah,
and then they've got the toasted pecans.
Yeah.
And the caramel layer.
Yeah, it's the best of pecan pie and chocolate pie.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And what I did, and I had mentioned this to you before, is that initially. I was in a rush and I took out the pie a little early. Do you know how that is? You do something and and you know that it's just not quite right.
Yeah,
That doesn't happen to you probably, but
no, it does.
To me it does. And then I put it back in for about 20 more minutes, and I'll tell you, it made all the difference. That all butter crusts take a while to really set and bring out that flavor and fully cook. So when I put it back in the second bake, it nailed it completely.
So what about the winner of the Kentucky Derby?
Did you see the race?
Yes. It was. Has there ever been a race in which it was that close?
There have been photo finishes before, but they're infrequent, I have to say.
Yeah.
Usually, you've got someone that's just knocking them dead, and there's very few competitors. But this one was not quite a nose finish, not quite a photo finish. You could see that the horse was...
But it was barely.
It was barely. And had the race gone another length, that horse would not have won because it was fading. Anyway, this is horse talk. But it was a very exciting Kentucky Derby.
It was.
And the food was exciting, too, so I must say. So have you been to... I always wonder, and people, I'm sure, wonder this, too. Like, what does John Ash cook for himself at home? No, really, people wonder this about chefs all the time. You're not making
French toast,
but you're not doing gourmet style.
You know, I'm cooking, but I'm testing things, you know, for the articles I write and things like that, just to sort of see how they look, and invariably I'll make little tiny changes to them, you know, add a little bit more of this or leave this out or do something like that. So it's helpful.
Yeah. Well, I know that you're constantly developing new recipes, and you have another one that will be coming out in about we have not done your the foraging one.
I know.
That's going to be coming up next week. We'll be talking about
it. I hope so. Because I was asking you, read a little thing in the Press Democrat about changes are happening at the Press Democrat. Maybe I'm the change.
You never know whether it's like, oh, we didn't tell you. But that was a beautiful one, and I was fortunate to be able to assist in that shoot.
And you did cooking. You did such a tell them what you did.
Oh, I don't want to talk about me.
Oh,
It's always an education for me when I get to assist you, John, because I learned so much. You ordered many of these beautiful wild greens that you don't see these in stores. You do have,
well, so, you know,
by and large.
The majority of them I got from a grower, here in Sonoma County, who sells them at Oliver's.
Oh, okay. So you can get them.
Called Wine Country Cuisine.
Okay.
And he grows all kinds of things. So if you're looking for some of these, a lot of them you can get there.
Oh, well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't do that. You're very sensitive to that. You're not going to do very obscure ingredients which no one can find.
I don't know. When I said to my daughter, well, look at this recipe. It's for dandelion greens. And she said, what?
Oh.
You know, that's obscure to her.
But it's not really for people that are into foraging.
No.
So look for that. We're giving you a preview of next Saturday's show. That'll be really fun. And we may as well tell you what's going to be on next Saturday's show, too. Ryan Wrenn will be joining us live in studio. Ryan, the founder of his fabulous meat company called Sonoma County Meat, along with his lovely wife, Janine. And they're having their big celebration next Saturday.
I
think it's like 12 years, something like that.
And we're going to go, aren't we?
Well, Ryan's going to come in first, and we're going to talk about all the prizes he's going to give away. And it's pretty exciting what he's going to be doing. So look for that next week. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Delivering the facts.
The source I can trust.
KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, today through Sunday. Two locations, Santa Rosa and Vallejo. Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, today through Sunday. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Solano County Fairgrounds, Vallejo. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Solano County Fairgrounds Vallejo. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday. Two locations, Santa Rosa and Vallejo. Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. Solano County Fairgrounds Vallejo. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
You're in charge of a huge event, and everything's ready, except one thing.
Flowers?
No. How do you protect attendees? Santa Rosa's SoCo Private Security provides peace of mind for the smallest private event to the largest fairs and festivals. SoCo Private Security guards have the training and apparel to make your special event special. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right, it's Chick Days at the feed store in Sebastopol. Starting March 14th through June, The feed store will have baby chicks and everything you could possibly need to care for them, most especially the years and years of knowledge for knowing how to care for your new backyard brood. The feed store in Sebastopol, your one-stop shop for all your large and small animal feed and needs. Happy Chick Days!
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with me, Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. We know a number of you are looking forward to listening to our chat with Joan Nathan, but we're unable to reach her this morning, which is unlikely.
Especially for her, because she's the most responsible person
in the
world.
So we're hoping everything is okay with Joan, and we will reschedule, I promise you. We go back a long way with Joan Nathan. Actually, John, I brought in the first book.
I've got three or four of her books.
Well, this was our first chat with Joan Nathan. It's called Jewish Cooking in America, a splendid feast of over 300 kosher recipes, old and new, with stories from Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jews who settled throughout the country. And this goes back when we first had her on to 1994.
Yeah.
I still have my original notes and my...
I can't wait to go to your house and look at all of the boxes.
I even have her address here and her landline.
Oh.
This was before, I think, mobile phones back in 1994. So, again, we hope to connect with Joan Nathan at another time. But never fear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you have wine in the KSRO kitchen, it can't be too sad. You can't be too sad. So this is our first time meeting this next guest. You are a senior winemaker, I understand. How can anyone be so young, be a senior winemaker? That seems almost inconceivable.
It makes me laugh.
But you get the big bucks, right?
Right. That's totally what comes with the title.
And this is Andrea Card. Do you like Andrea or Andrea?
I'm Andrea, but I work with a lot of Hispanic people from the community, and so my name is Andrea.
Either way. And you live in Santa Rosa.
I do.
And I noticed you have a very lengthy list of great wineries that you have worked
with. You've worked for everyone.
I've worked for some really great places in my career,
So. What was your first commercial job out of school?
I got a job at Benziger Family Winery in Glen Ellen, and I ended up working there for 16 years, which was the most amazing experience and gave me the love I have for winemaking now.
A real trend-setting, groundbreaking winery under the Benzigers. Remarkable people. We had the patriarch on in 1981, Dad.
Oh, wow.
When Glen Ellen Winery won Best of Show. Remember this, John?
Yeah, I do.
At the Harvest Fair. This was before John and I started, but when I was doing rock and roll radio, I did a lot of interviews. And so I called Benziger and we got him on the air. And it was a great introduction to Benziger, their Chardonnay and their Sauvignon Blanc back in the early 80s. And I remember he was such a character. He was saying, well, you know, Steve, I'm in the liquor business. And he said, wine is okay, but I'm a liquor man. He said, my sons talked me into Mike and the sons. They talked me into starting this wine business. I mean, I couldn't be happier, but, you know, I really can't tell you a whole lot about the wine. I didn't. This was just out of the blue.
Yeah.
And then since then, we've had the Benziger boys. We've had them on many times.
But that was way before your time.
It was before I was into wine, that's for sure.
Before you were into wine.
Yes.
And they pretty much were one of the founders of a biodynamic, sustainable, I guess, approach to making wine before it was popular.
Yeah, it was super fascinating. I was so excited about the farming aspect of it and got to work with the animals on the farm and the compost and all of the dirty work, and I liked it.
The burying of horns and stuff like that.
That was the best.
Yeah. Were you skeptical in the beginning that any of this was scientifically reproducible and was of any value? You weren't.
I grew up here in Sonoma County in Sebastopol, so I grew up on a small apple orchard and saw nature at its work. So
can you give us a brief, your resume is pretty extraordinary. Let us know where else you've spent some time.
Yeah, so when I moved on from Benziger, I went to work for Constellation for Ravenswood Winery, which was a really great experience working with all those beautiful Zins, especially here in Sonoma County. And then that brand was sold, and so I started working on the Unshackled brand and Prisoner. And then I had the opportunity to move to Coppola, and that's where I am today, and it's amazing.
So can we get... Can we go up for dinner or something?
I think
yeah, I think you should.
So how was it working at Ravenswood?
Ravenswood was great. I was in the Southern Sonoma facility, which is out near the racetrack.
Mm-hmm. Near 37?
Yeah, and it was such a great location. There was no customers or anything, so it was a very different experience than anything I'd had. And just working with the grapes there and the crew, it was really a unique place. Yeah,
it was kind of... Too bad that it sold.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Because it changed.
Yeah.
And another winery that you were associated with, which seems to just skyrocketed its popularity, is the Prisoner.
Yeah.
That brand.
Yeah. People love the Prisoner. I still have people ask me today, like, do you have any more of that in your closet?
Could you give us a quick background of what that winery was all about?
Well, if you've never been there, then you should go, because it's a very interesting experience for sure. The wine is really interesting. They're innovating and trying to come up with new different styles of wine within that same brand, and just always kind of pushing the edges.
And where did the name come from?
You know, I don't know. It was pre-me. So it came from artwork that they used as the label.
And the labels are stunning.
Yeah.
So where is the winery?
The winery is actually in Napa, so in St. Helena.
And have a tasting room.
They have a tasting room. It's very interesting. If you're interested in looking at it, you should look at it online before you go.
So was this your introduction to Napa?
Yes. I was still working in Sonoma, so I've never left the confines of Sonoma, which makes me super happy. But I got to have a little intro into some Napa grapes and experiences.
So are you still making Cabernet Sauvignon and those things we associate more with Napa?
Yes. Yeah. So we make some amazing Cabernet Sauvignon from Alexander Valley and throughout California at Coppola.
So the story with Coppola and is interesting. It was sold a few years ago.
It was. That's kind of the role of the wine industry right now, right? We kind of ebb and flow and we go with what needs to change. And so I've been a part of that a few times, which which is good. It gives us a good experience to be able to look forward to something new and different. And so that's the way I've told myself that we're going to do it. So we were sold to the Indelicato family or Delicato family vineyards. And it's actually been great. They are family owned, just like Coppola was.
They've been around since the 1930s or so, I think.
Yeah, we are actually, they're celebrating their 100th year this year.
100.
So, 1924. So we basically just grew our family and grew our ability to, work within California a little bit on a greater scale.
Was that when you came aboard? Was during the sale?
I had started working at Coppola 1 year before the sale.
Well, it's funny. I've known about Indelicato Winery for a number of years because when my wife and I used to drive to Yosemite, we would stop in Manteca.
Yep.
and go to their tasting room.
Yeah, it's still there. It's cute. It's really fun to stop in there. There's some unique wines that they're making, and it's a fun little tasting room.
Yeah, it was nice because it wasn't a corporate feel. It was a real family feel.
You didn't have to pay for it.
Well, at that time, this was back 35 years ago. Maybe, I don't, I think it was complimentary. I don't even think they charged for tasting back.
I bet if you stopped in now and told them who you were, they would let you. You
know. I know Andrea.
That's right.
So how many labels does Coppola currently have under the belt?
Oh, we have a lot. I don't know what the actual number is. We produce a lot of different wines. So we have wines that are under our Diamond label. We have a Diamond Appellation series. We have Director's Cut. We have Reserve wines. We have the wines of Francis Coppola. We have Sophia.
Oh, Sophia. Mm.
Gia, the granddaughter. Mm. So
we have... Gia has her own wine?
Of course. Everybody in the family has to have a wine.
Well, Sophia, I'll tell you, that label, you can't miss that label. It was the most stunning label for a sparkling wine. We had seen it retail, I think, in years, and she did great. A pink one, especially.
Yeah. She. It's actually just been redesigned, so it was the original label that's been out there for a long time and used to come kind of in a package, and it had a cellophane bag and was, you know, a gift-ready bottle of wine. And then Sophia helped us revamp and restyle the label recently, so...
Boy, that's a lot to keep track of.
So Francis Ford Coppola still has his hand in the wine business, is that
correct?
Of
course, yeah. Francis is on our board for the Delicatos, and so we still have some good influence from him, and then he also has his Inglenook property in Napa.
Well, I noticed you brought some wines. We'll taste some of these, and we want to, of course, make sure our listeners know that you are part of the upcoming Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, which is now in third year. It's coming up next weekend, Thursday through Saturday. And it just knocked me off the lineup of guests, winemakers, chefs. And it has an international scope. Not that our local wine festivals are not fantastic, but this has a tremendous broad appeal.
It happened very quickly.
It did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. From the Francis Ford Coppola side, we are hosting a wine down party on Sunday at the winery itself. Now that the pool is open, the guests of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience can come to the winery and have their own special occasion on Sunday afternoon, which is exciting. So if anyone is interested in that, there's still a few tickets left. They can go onto the website and get those.
And what is, I'm sorry if you said it, I missed it. What's the website to get info?
So you can go to francisfordcoppolawinery.com, but also
you can go to healdsburgwineandfood.com also and look at for tickets.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
So the exciting thing is, not that the wine and food are not exciting, but that the pool is open.
I mean, we love the pool. Everyone loves the pool, right? Yeah. It's great. The pool actually opened last weekend. The weather, as you know, was not the most spectacular weather.
But this weekend,
today is amazing. Tomorrow is going to be amazing, and next week. So we're really looking forward to it and hoping that people who haven't been to the pool recently come back out for a new experience.
So would you tell those who haven't been there what their program is to get into the pool and enjoy that?
Yeah.
You have to make a reservation.
Yeah, you do have to make a reservation for a normal daily cabine. And you can go on to our website, Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Is that like a cabin?
It's kind of like a cabin, but in your little cabin is a shower and towels and a changing room, and then that gives you four luxurious lounge chairs by the pool.
I think they call these elevated cabanas, John, is the term.
But I love the word cabine.
That's even cooler.
Yes.
So that's, if you want to put that down on your list of possibly what to do, that's on May 19th on Sunday at Francis Ford Coppola for the wine down swim party. And I think there's fried chicken and caviar.
There is.
Really?
Chef Tim, his what we call his famous fried chicken. I think it was featured in the Press Democrat last year. So we are offering that with a little caviar because why not upscale fried chicken?
Sounds wonderful. We'll take a quick break. Andrea Card is with us. She's senior winemaker for Francis Coppola Winery up in Geyserville, part of the upcoming Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. And the chef has just arrived. and we will meet one of the great chefs at this event right after this. Steve Garner, it's the KSRO Good Food Hour, America's longest-running radio food show.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Morning, Danny.
Whoa, hey, Aunt Laura. Morning. Wasn't expecting you.
Well, you kind of got me thinking about Gotelli Plumbing.
Yeah? What about? The dancing inflatable noodle thingy for the front of the building? You know, with its arms and body just flapping around?
No. I was thinking about when you called me a wizard.
I said you were wise like a wizard.
Yes, but our plumbers are too. They are like wizards of plumbing.
It is kind of magical how they go into your home, get the plumbing working, leave.
And it's like they were never there.
Well, except the toilet works and the faucet isn't leaking.
The clog is gone. The water heater's new.
Like they were never there.
Gotelli Plumbing Magic.
G-O-T-E-L-L-I.
GotelliPlumbing.com.
Yeah, Gotelli Plumbing Magic.
What's making that noise?
Got it on Amazon.
Mark your calendars for the 2024 Eco-Friendly Garden Tour, Saturday, May 18th from 10 to 4. This self-guided tour encompassing Marin and Sonoma counties allows you to tailor your experience, exploring over 25 drought-tolerant native-adapted gardens at your own pace. Attendance is free, but registration is required. You'll find the California Native Plant Society Milo Baker Chapter's Native Plant Sale, seed giveaways, and opportunities for free compost pickup. More info and free registration at savingwaterpartnership.org.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
I'm KSRO's Dale Trucios with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Mostly sunny today, high 87 in Santa Rosa, 66 on the coast. Not much wind, just 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bit cloudy then for tonight, low 53 degrees. Temps down to the low 80s then for tomorrow, still sunny, 63 along the coast. Very similar for Monday and Tuesday as well. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. And FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
SRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, and we're delighted to bring into the conversation Chef Domenica Catelli. Anybody that's lived in Sonoma County during the past 85 or 90 years might know the name Catelli's from Geyserville. I used to dine there a long time ago when it was known as Catelli's the Rex.
The Rex. What was the Rex?
So this is so funny. I didn't realize until we reopened just about 15 years ago how many people in Sonoma County actually called it the Rex, because in our family, we just called it the restaurant. Are you going to the restaurant?
Yeah.
And so when my grandparents opened in 1936, they went to get a sign made. They didn't have a lot of money, and there was a sign that said the Rex. So that's how it started. And then when they made a little more money, they put the name on the front. So it was Catelli's the Rex. But I didn't realize for decades, so from like the 30s, 50s, 60s, probably people referred to it as the Rex.
Did you grow up working in the restaurant?
Did I grow up working in the restaurant? Yes. I mean, working's loose, loose interpretation, but I was there. I say I feel most comfortable at a bar because I was literally put in a swing behind the bar from when I was a few months old. They just like hooked me up to the rafter with a swing, bounce back, or like a little jumpy thing. And my mom worked. My grandmother taught my mom how to cook, and she worked in the kitchen, and she was going into labor essentially with me. So my bones are in that kitchen, my DNA.
So would you talk about the menu in the early days? It was pretty simple.
So the menu in the early days at Catelli's, and also that was back in the day, the 101 ran straight through Geyserville. So it was people traveling anywhere up in north or south, we're going to go through our little town. So there wasn't a lot of places to eat, and we were the stop. And it was, the menu was, something my grandmother or grandfather might have made that morning. If someone brought in something they had hunted, that would be turned into, a cacciatore or a stew. Yeah. And there was our homemade raviolis from the get-go, so that's still back on our menu now. And when I was a kid in the 70s, it was, there was a steak, there was, the raviolis, there was some fried shrimp, the prawns. And we have one hanging on the wall. It was very simple and basic. And other things like tripe was always part of that. If we got fish in, there would be like fish head soup from like the bones that my grandmother would make with the pasta scraps.
Yeah. Almost a peasant kind of cuisine.
Yeah, very much
so. Delicious cuisine. So what is your role, Domenica, in the upcoming Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience?
This year, for the third year in a row, I'm up at the VIP opening up at the Montage, which is a great fun to be at. It's just a beautiful venue, and most all the chefs who are participating also are there just mingling about, and we're all great friends. And so,
Have to do anything?
Do I have to do anything? Well, yeah, I have to make food for
I thought you were just schmoozing.
I'm better at cooking than schmoozing. So I'll be making a ravioli
that's kind of one of your famous items on the Catelli's menu. I think for years has been the ravioli, isn't it?
Yes. So again, that started back with my grandparents, and then now it's even, I think, more even as popular or more popular is our lasagna, which that's my recipe after living in Italy. I learned the more traditional style because we didn't have that growing up.
So that's
lighter
style of lasagna, isn't it?
So this is 10 layers, and those listening can't see it, but it's about an inch and a half thick. So the pasta's paper thin, should melt in your mouth. So at Healdsburg Food and Wine, I'm doing a spring inspired lasagna. There'll be some asparagus, and then one of the fun things, too, is we get to work during this event with some great sponsors, and Urbani Truffle is one of them. And so I was playing around and have some fun with their, they have a black truffle cashew. So I'm doing a little chili crunch.
I can smell the truffle right now. It's great.
You really can.
Yeah.
So I've made a little crunch with that. So I brought you today, though, a little more refreshing crab blood orange avocado salad some of that Urbani truffle cashew chili crunch that I made on top.
So what do you think about what's happened with crab? It's a tragedy, right?
The seafood industry is really become something quite tricky. And I'm hoping that we're moving towards a better solution. But it is, something that has evolved.
It's such a treat to see this. you know, it's one of those things that's so expensive to buy it and to deal with it.
Yeah, well, no, it is. It is an effort, but it is a special. It's Mother's Day, is, mm-hmm. as we know, tomorrow. So I wanted to, I know my mom is obsessed with crabs. So I need to make sure that there's something that I can feed her that she's excited about. Can I say really quick that you are, John, you're one of my most earliest inspirations. When I went to John Ash when you first opened, and we would go. I'd go there with my mom. I had my turnabout dances and prom. We'd go there, and I've taken your classes and followed your career, and you are an inspiration.
Thank you very much.
This is a delicious dish that you've prepared, Domenica. What are we pairing with this, Andrea?
It's delicious. It's perfect. It goes with our Francis Ford Coppola Diamond Appellation Series Sauvignon Blanc from Sonoma County. So the wine is light and bright and just full of kind of pizzazz, and so is the dish. So it's really, it's a fun
pairing.
Thank
you for using a word that every listener can understand.
Right?
Instead of wine geek talk.
Yeah, no, I try not to be that way.
Pizzazz.
Yeah.
Is that a good word?
I mean, everyone wants a little pizzazz in their life, right? Well,
what does that mean?
Now I sound like I'm 80.
I love that. I think that word works perfectly with it.
So this is delicious. Okay. And what did you put on it? You put a little...
I did a... Well, I made a vinaigrette with shiso, and there's a little shiso sesame. It's more of an Asian flavor. And I was hoping that you were going to have Sauv Blanc because I figured that would be the perfect with it. And then I made this chili crunch with... I chopped up the cashews, and I have two different kinds of chilies in there. Some sesame oil, some olive oil, onion, garlic, all the usual suspects.
You know, I don't know how anybody's escaped the discussion about chili crunch, but in case they have, what is it?
So it is it's usually a mix of chilies and then dehydrated onion, garlic, oil, and there's newer, you know, riffs and evolutions on it. One of the chefs who's coming to our event, an amazing chef, Stephanie Izard, she has a whole line from her restaurant that I'm obsessed with, her chili crunch. I put it on everything from morning to night because it could go up everything from breakfast to dinner to even tossing in with late night popcorn. So I'm a spicy food person, so it hits all those places where you get spice, and I love crunchy. I would take potato chips over dessert.
Yeah.
And I think I just need to warn listeners that if you're new to this experience, you can overdo this really quickly, as I did when I started going through it, and I ate too much of it pretty quickly. So be careful using the chili crunch.
Dig
arounds are good.
Because you may have gotten a few of the hot chilies.
Okay, maybe that was the issue. Well, this is great. You should post this recipe. It's a spectacular dish, starter
dish. Thank you. There is, unfortunately, not a recipe. It's that thing where I'm like, I'm going to go bring something and I have these things. Let's throw them together for you guys. Hope it works out.
Is the book Mamalicious your first and only cookbook at this point?
It is my first and only. I have a concept for my next one.
Because it's been, 16, 17 years since you did that book?
Has it been that long? No,
2007,
don't age me.
Wasn't
it? No, it was 2010. No, maybe 14, maybe
years.
That's 2000. Let's cut the difference and say 2008 and a half.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's been. But the interesting part about the book, which I actually am looking at reprinting it, is when it came out, a lot of the items that I was passionate about, and I know John was a forerunner on this, is there, you know, things like quinoa and kale. You couldn't get those everywhere, and you had to maybe go to a specialty, you know, either a Whole Foods or a health food type of market, where now you can go to any grocery store and it's become more of a regular culinary item. So I feel like more, the recipes stand the test of time, but it's a lot more approachable.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
So when we come back, would you talk about Common Threads, that organization that you're a part of too?
Sure.
Domenica Catelli from Catelli's, I'm so wanting to say the Rex, but it's not the Rex. You know, I've imprinted.
It should be.
It's Catelli's, the restaurant in Geyserville. And also joined from, it's an all Geyserville show this morning, Andrea Card, who's senior winemaker for Francis Coppola Winery in Guysville. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Asher. We'll talk more about the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience coming up next weekend. There are tickets available for some select events. You can go on their website and find out all the availability up to the minute, and that's healdsburgwineandfood.com.
The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. Coyote Family Farm has bunches of spring flowers alongside their crisp salad greens. Fidel's Gourmet Growers has a great variety of fresh and local mushrooms. The farmers market is filled with spring blooms, including gorgeous tulips from poppies and petals. Santa Rosa Seafood offers the freshest fish around, available every Saturday, as well as specialty salads, cioppino, clam chowder, and local oysters from Marin. Jamaican Jerk has hot prepared Jamaican food for lunch or dinner. The Italian Corner offers items like cashew Alfredo sauce, chicken lemon ricotta ravioli, and Dungeness crab ravioli. Chavez Pizza makes everything from scratch and bakes your pizza to order in a wood-fired oven. Expanded curbside shopping service available.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Right now, there are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market. To help you navigate the busy spring market, meet the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team, the Norman Home Team.
This is Allison Norman. When you work with the Norman Home Team, you get my nearly two decades of experience in all areas of residential real estate, including senior relocation, trust and probate, veterans, investors, and land. Stephanie brings valuable insight to help our millennial and Gen Z buyers.
I'm Stephanie Norman. I've worked in and around real estate for over 14 years. Now, as a licensed real estate agent, I can help our buyers and sellers through the entire transaction.
Picture this, a team with a wide range of expertise, a seasoned negotiator, and a tech-savvy millennial with a shared passion for real estate. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 0220-9237.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. End Sunday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
At American Ag Credit, our real estate loans are tailored for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Whether you're refinancing a mortgage, expanding your operation, or looking to make your land ownership dream a reality, we're here to support you with financing that works as hard as you do. We offer real estate financing with flexible terms and country home loans through programs like Rural First, with quick approval and unmatched service. For more information, visit agloan.com. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And in the studio today in the KSRO kitchen, Andrea Card, senior winemaker for Francis Coppola up in Guysville. And we're sticking in Guysville. Domenica Catelli, part of the, I think it's third generation for Catelli's restaurant since 1924 or something. Is that right?
1936.
36.
Yes. And I am the third generation. And if my daughter Kiara or either of my nephews decide they want to go into this crazy business, then we will be hitting on fourth generation.
Well, we need to talk to them.
Global Wine and Food Experience.
Talk them out of it because you know this business.
The Healdsburg Food and Wine Experience. Both of these very gifted artisans will be part of this 4-day coming up. This festival is coming up the 16th of May through the 19th. Tickets are available for select events. So is this the world famous lasagna?
I know it's the at least Sonoma County famous, but yeah, let's just call it world famous because people from other places in the world have come and liked it. So this is 10 layers, and it's layered with a light bechamel, our local cheeses. This, you can have it with meat sauce or with my red sauce. So the lasagna itself is vegetarian. So I brought you the meat sauce today, and that's based off my dad Richard's recipe. By recipe, no one wrote anything down. So when we reopened and my grandmother had passed, my dad had asked him what was in something that I was trying to bring back. He said, oh, you know, a little of this, a little of that. You just put this. So this is our best recreation of what he would do. But his sauce was constantly changing because he would just throw in whatever's there, which I love to do as well. But those are what we can do for the specials. But
it's delicious.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
So, it's so light. I love it.
And it's perfect because we are Geyserville serendipity energy, the Aurora Borealis.
Right?
Yes. Like when it brought it together that you brought the perfect wines not knowing what I was bringing for food.
Well, it's the Geyserville synergy.
Yes.
Isn't
that's right.
What's happening?
I wanted to bring something a little different. Mm-hmm. And so I brought our director's cut Pinot Noir from the Sonoma Coast. And lots of people think of us as a Cabernet house, which we make a lot of really amazing Cabernet Sauvignons, but we're pretty diverse in Sonoma County. So, the Pinot, I thought, was a good early day
wine. So where are the grapes coming
wine.
From for this Pinot Noir?
So they're mostly coming from Russian River, a little bit from Petaluma Gap and Carneros.
So a blend of different regions.
Yeah, so just our Sonoma Coast.
That's delicious, and it goes so well with this lasagna. So what pasta do you use for this? Is there a particular brand that you love?
It's called the Domenica Catelli brand.
You make it?
We roll it out in-house, and we use our flour that we use is from Giusto's, which is a local organic flour that I use, the 00 flour and egg. That's
it. Oh, my gosh.
And a lot of love.
It's a lot of labor.
It's an amazing... My pasta, the ladies that I've... who've worked with us for years, who I've taught to make pasta, they've far surpassed me on the...
You should take this to the market, don't you think?
Oh, well, I would be open to that. Let's talk, John.
This is just beautiful. Yeah. So you're going to be part of the opening ceremonies at the Montage on Thursday. I think that's a sellout, I think, but people can go online and see if there's a wait list because the lineup of talent is... terrific that's going to be there.
Yes. So the nice thing about the VIP is Montage is doing food, I'm doing food, and there's another chef that's going to be there who's an amazing chef as well. And so we're going to be doing our thing, but then the chefs who are all coming into town, they come in, you get to mingle with them and talk food and drink wine and bubbles and all that good stuff.
So... a Bollywood culinary dance competition.
Oh, but you want to go to that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. I can't even imagine.
Oh, that's so... Manish Chohan's, she's one of the most incredible chefs. She's won Tournament of Champions multiple times. She is a dear friend, and she's going to be with Tracy Shepos, who is as well, and Stephanie Izard. So there's so many powerhouse women chefs at this event, which is so exciting, and all dear friends. We have Amanda Freitag coming in this year and Leanne Wong. And we are just going to have an incredible weekend. And so there is tickets left. Again, if you go online and check which ones, there might be leaking out some little extra ones for some of the events. So it's worth a check.
Go online to check. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And then we'll transition to, I believe, dessert. Is that the next course?
There is a little sweet bite.
All right. Chef Domenica Catelli is joining us from Geyserville from Catelli's Restaurant. And we have a wonderful winemaker, Andrea Card, who's senior winemaker for Francis Coppola, both of these great establishments in Geyserville, California.
The right way.
I arrive at the office informed.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma. KSRO.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping kids in our community to become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. This year, 1,100 elementary students in six local schools are participating, earning prizes as they read. And Simpson Sheet Metal is proud to be a part of it. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. Over the years, reading with them has evolved. Now, we read their school books and their weekly vocabulary words along with chapter books. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase, along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Lifetime outcomes for children who learn to read and build comprehension include better health, higher income, and increased graduation rates. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.
Check the specials and services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Rodella, manager of the Sebastopol branch at Exchange Bank. We know that growing your business comes with a lot of hurdles. Working with an experienced banker who understands your unique business banking needs, be it a line of credit, a business loan or merchant services, means you have a partner by your side who can help clear those hurdles. At Exchange Bank, we're here to help. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans subject to credit approval.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen talking about the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. And Andrea, you want to talk about pizza.
Yeah, so on Saturday for the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, there's the grand tasting, and we're really excited. We have a pizza pop-up with our wines. So we partner with Dan Richer, who is a New Jersey-based chef and owner of Raza Pizza, and he has his own cookbook as well, The Joy of Pizza, and he will be there making a margarita pizza, and we will be serving Prosecco, Diamond Prosecco, and Sauvignon Blanc that we've tasted today, and showing that you can pair white wine with pizza, and it goes so nicely together.
Is that possible?
Yes, of course.
It's always possible for me, but I think people have a hard time. Like, they always think, oh, I need to have a cab or a dark red, and it's so nice with the freshness of the wine and the freshness of the tomatoes and just the bright acidity. So,
and just talk for a little bit about the Saturday experience. This is the big finale, isn't it? The marketplace and down in the square in Healdsburg.
Yeah, people get to peruse around, drink from all of the different wineries. And so it's good that we have some pizza, right?
Yeah.
So pairing those things is a good thing. And people will get to have experiences from lots of different wineries. So that'll be great.
So you, this a complete aside, you actually throw an axe and do crosscut.
I do. I compete in logging sports. So I am I'm a lumber Jill. Yes.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm speechless.
It's okay. We can talk about it some other time.
Tell me this. Do you carry an axe in your trunk?
Sometimes, depending on where I'm going. And if my husband is gone for the evening, there's one next to my bed.
Wow. So do not, I repeat, do not try to burglarize this household.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
You never know. Would you think that she's a lumberjill?
No,
I mean, we all keep little secrets, right?
Wow,
that we bring out.
Did you know this about her, Domenica?
I did not, but I'm so intrigued and I want to take a lesson. So I'll have this little secret thing if I ever go to an axe throwing thing again.
Yes,
that I'm
we can set something up in Geyserville.
Okay, so we've got about a minute or so left. What are the hours at Catelli's restaurant?
Catelli's is open Wednesday through Sunday. We open at noon and we close at 8-ish, and we don't close between lunch and dinner, so we serve our full menu all day. And then also exciting, coming up starting Thursdays at the end of this month through October, we have live music on our patio. So Casey from the Elephant in Hillsburg has helped make another great lineup for us, and it was a really fun and wonderful experience last year. So diverse music, and it'll be on our website and there around somewhere. We'll post it.
Yeah, people should come to Geyserville on Thursday because we have live music now on Thursdays as well, which is kind of crazy. But
you do a crawl.
But great. Yeah. Yes. You can go from, you know, the pool to Catelli's to live music.
3 minutes between the two places?
Yeah.
So yeah, multi-course. You can do courses everywhere. You could go to Diablo, go to us, go to Corner Project. You can course it out. Have a day of it.
Andrea, Domenica, thank you both for coming in. And I hope people will check out the available events at the Hillsburg Wine and Food Experience. It's well worth attending, and it's a great event and brings a lot of well-deserved recognition to Sonoma County's wine and food culture. Thanks. John Ash. We'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
I think. I hope.
We'll be here in the KSR location. Stick around. Following the news, it's Clark Wolf at the table. I'm Steve Garner, and this is KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ, Petaluma. K278CD, KSRO, Santa Rosa.
Israel, due to concerns of civilian casualties as IDF forces are expected to push into Rafah. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has details.
Republicans have just been blasting President Biden for this move, saying that he is not doing enough to support Israel. But the president is also getting it, we know, from key members of his own party. I'm not just talking about college students and young voters, though they count, but senior Democrats in Congress that are saying there just needs to be more done to pressure Israel, that this is not the way, in their view, that a modern democracy that values life should be fighting a war.
In Sweden, pro-Palestinian and anti-war protesters are gathered outside the Malmo Arena. That's where the final of the Eurovision Song Contest is underway. Ahead of the show, the Netherlands contestant was expelled. Officials say due to an incident backstage, Swedish police are investigating a complaint made by a female production crew member. President Biden is in Washington State today for a campaign reception. Donald Trump also on the campaign trail. A crowd has gathered in Wildwood, New Jersey for a rally this afternoon. Third-party presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is working to clarify recent reports about his health. ABC News Deputy Political Director Avery Harper.
According to the New York Times, they found a deposition back from 2012 where RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., said that a doctor told him that a parasitic worm ate part of his brain and that it caused him some cognitive issues, or may have caused him some cognitive issues. And so now his campaign is defending his mental and physical health.
Did you see it last night? The Northern Lights offering the lower 48 a rare, colorful show, all due to a geomagnetic solar storm. You're listening to ABC News.
My doctor told